You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. Or you can reach Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242, and at RadioRealEstate.com. Welcome back. Dr. Mark Schneep, economist, forecast director with the California Economic Forecast Group. He's holding a conference, not a seminar, a conference. And his website is
www.californiaforecast.com.
I'm Mark Schneidman. I'm my client's realtor. So, Katrina, New Orleans, big time. Are interest rates going to stay low a little bit longer than they might have been because of this big crisis out there, or are they going to be affected one way or the other?
They're going up. They're not staying lower. The Fed will probably move with another quarter point tomorrow, and then again in November.
Now, so no effect. The Fed's no effect on the Katrina, no effect. New Orleans.
I just don't see how Katrina is going to change current Fed policy, which has been very consistent for about the last 14, 15 months. So they're going to continue tightening short-term rates in hopes that it will affect long-term rates.
Now, what do these increases, these Fed increases that no one really understands, there's about three people in the country that understand this, what does that really, how does that equate to people who are going to buy their home and the bottom line interest rates? Because every time they bump, it doesn't mean that the interest rates have gone up. So what's the impact for the buyer?
Well, so far the impact has been zero on the buyer. And the problem with that is that we had such a disparity between short-term and long-term rates. There was this huge gap. And so what the Fed was trying to do was close the gap. That gap has now been closed. Now we've got short-term rates being very close to long-term rates, but we don't have long-term rates inching up yet. They will. And it's going to happen over the next several months. And you'll probably see a more convincing interest rate increases in the long-term rates, the mortgage rates, by first quarter 2006.
Okay, mark it down. Today's date, September 19th, 2005. Another quick question, Alan Greenspan. He keels over. Has he set his retirement date?
January.
His term ends. And he's out. Who's in?
Don't know.
You're not up for the job?
No. I'm too busy.
And does it matter? I mean, you know, is there going to be some shift, like some big CEO retiring from a company? And is his importance overstated?
I think at this point in time it may be, yes, because his successors will probably carry on current Fed policy just as Greenspan has shaped all these years. So look for more of the same, sort of a conservative fiscal approach to monitoring the economy by completely obliterating any elements of inflation by controlling rates.
Who appoints that position?
President appoints it.
Okay. Okay, so I want to pick up a little bit more on what we started in the first segment, and we touched on demand. You said it's not a supply issue, it's a demand issue. So the inventory that we have now that's a tick up, things are taking maybe a little longer to sell. Is that the supply issue you're talking about, the inventory, or are you talking about something else?
Inventory, either from existing homes or from new homes. I mean, we always talk about how Santa Barbara is so supply constrained and how that in and of itself will keep prices high. No, that's really not the issue. The issue is, will the demanders always be there? Okay, you could have supply fall, but if the demand isn't there, prices will fall along with it. So it really is a demand-driven market. So are we going to have enough retirees? Are we going to have enough people wanting to buy second homes? Are we going to have enough people that just want to get into this community to live? That's really the issue. And given the fact that we've pushed so many people out, and they're all living in Ventura, Oxnard, Lompoc, Buellton, Santa Maria, that we have lots of people in the fringe areas just waiting in the wings to come in here the moment prices start to decline a little bit. So that's why we don't really see a precipitous fall for Santa Barbara, Goleta, the South Coast area ever, because at some point in time, the prices may come down to a point where it's going to reach somebody's viability and they're going to swoop in here and buy.
You've often said in the past that we can't build our way out of this this problem, and that echoes what you just said about supply.
Well, you know, to be frank, I've never said that. I've always thought we could build our way out of this. We'd have to build an awful lot of homes. I think ultimately we could do that, but it would certainly change the character of the South Coast, and it politically would not be feasible, would not occur, simply. But given the supply that we could build, a few hundred extra units per year, no, that wouldn't be enough. Demand would take care of that, and prices would probably level off.
Just enough to destroy neighborhoods and the quality of life here that everyone wants?
Well, you may see it like that. But
I'm echoing a lot of sentiment of a lot of people.
Yes, exactly.
Most recently, we have a hospital here, St. Francis Hospital, in beautiful downtown Santa Barbara, up in an area known as the cottage neighborhood. And I think they invented cottage cheese, in fact, in the Upper East Side of Santa Barbara, California. And they want to, there's two options. The main first option on the table is to demo it and build condos, supposedly for employees of the other hospital that bought this first hospital. And another option might be just to remodel it and give us more rental units. And we've lost a lot of rental units. People taking these old hotels, room rentals, and converting them to high-priced hotels. Which one of those options do you think will prevail? And do you care?
Well, it's not so much that I care. The current option on the table, the current proposal, is to build 115 condos for cottage employees. And most of them will be price controlled, although there'll be some market rate in there. Okay, they'll be affordable, in other words, price controlled.
I don't remember the percentage. I didn't know if...
I think it's like 80 or... Most of them are affordable. Most of them will be controlled, and then the rest of them are market rate.
But they own the property. Can they refuse to sell to other people? They're legally allowed to say, we're going to sell it to nurses and orderlies?
I don't know that. I don't know the legal implications of that.
I remember we talked about it one time, not with you, but they used to have company towns in the Midwest. A company come in, they'd build a housing, and but then you hear about, because everyone is worried about the critical workforce in every community, particularly coastal towns like Santa Barbara. But you can't. Somebody was on here who has more information than me, and they were saying, you can't simply discriminate against people and say we can only sell it to here. Now, cottage, they might have a different ability or approach. I'm not certain.
They may.
I know, with the guarantee. It's kind of like the bent against affordable housing in general, as because people come from out of town who weren't going to move here in the first place, but they strike the lotto, and guess what? They're in town, and the cop that you were hoping was going to move next door is driving to Ventura. But what about all the sick people in St. Francis? You don't mention those. You're ready to convert them to condos and throw these sick people out on the street.
Well, but there's nothing going on at St. Francis right now.
Okay, next up.
There's no sick people.
Oh, that's right. They closed it. I forgot about that.
So we're not throwing anyone on the street. Those condos ought to, I think that project should go. We'll see what happens. That's what's currently being proposed. It's getting a lot of NIMBYism right now, needless to say. But and 115 units is a drop in the bucket compared to really what we need.
We got some big projects out towards Nolita and the city of Goleta. I don't know what's going to happen out there.
Such as?
Well, Bishop Ranch, that's in the city of Goleta.
It's a non-issue right now.
Not on the table. Not going to happen.
Not on the table.
We're talking about an area, I don't know how many acres, that they're proposing hundreds and hundreds of homes, right?
1,500 homes, Bishop Ranch. It needs to be rezoned, and then so far the city council is not going to rezone that land.
Do you know Tim Campbell? He's the chairman of LAFCO, the Local Agency Formation Commission. He was on. I learned he's also chairman for the whole state of LAFCO, Local Agency Formation Commission. And he really got on the bandwagon about building And I didn't ask him quite. He lives out in San Ynez. I thought there's a lot of room out there. We could dump a lot of housing out there. I didn't get to that point. But man, he was really. But one of the things, you asked where, so I brought this up, Nolita, the corner of Turnpike in Hollister, there's a lot of ag land, and he was adamant that LAFCO wants to protect ag land. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate.
That corner, it's not the corner, it's actually just further beyond the Vons and Savon area, and that currently could facilitate up to 2,000 units. And yes, the county is looking at that as a viable place to build a lot of affordable housing. And it's got the neighbors all up in unrest, too. We can't really build anything, and we probably won't along the South Coast anymore. I think people can pretty much breathe easy if they're worried about that. Yeah, there's too much opposition to any building.
Particularly ag land. And when you got a guy like LAFCO, who was really on the bandwagon against it. But behind that land, north of that land, on the mountainside of that land, is land owned by the county school district that is zoned for housing already.
That's right. That's right next to Fort Ranch, which currently exists right now.
Right, diagonal from Fort, yeah.
And that could certainly go.
Fort Ranch? No. I'm thinking of something else. Fort Ranch is on Kyrial, isn't
it? Kyrial.
No. This is between the 101 and Hollister.
Okay.
It is just north of the ag and San Marcos Farms that you pass on Hollister. It's buried behind there near the freeway. It's a plot of land. It's just dirt. And, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290. We'll come back for our third segment with Mark Schneep. And we'll touch on a few more things. And, again, his conference, his website is California
Forecast.
CaliforniaForecast.com, CaliforniaForecast.com. My website is RadioRealEstate.com. Maybe we should put a link on my website to your website.
Why would we do that?
Would you put a link to my website on your website?
I don't know. Should I?
Okay, we'll hash this out in the third segment. And then, of course, the fourth segment is the multiple listing update. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.